Today's Mishnah and Masechet Idiot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is the beginning of Perek Revi'i, the first Mishnah in Perek Revi'i. So, this Perek is essentially about the unusual situation in which Beit Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmer. And there's over 20 such cases that are going to be discussed in this Perek. So hold on tight, because it's definitely a cornucopia of all types of different issues that will remind us of issues from all over Shas. So, Elu Devarim Mikulei Beit Shammai Umichumrei Beit Hillel. So we're starting with the first Mishnah, which was also the opening of Masechet Beitzah. And this is Beitzah Shenolda B'Yom Tov, Beit Shammai Omrim Teachel, Ubeit Hillel Omrim Lo Teachel. So remember what the problem is about a Beit Shenolda B'Yom Tov. We have a posik in the Torah that talks about Ve'echinu Et Asher Yeviu, which means that anything that has to do with the Eichel for Shabbos or for Shabbaton, which is Yontov, has to be Muchan from before the Shabbos in order for it not to be Muktzeh. And if it isn't Muchan, then it's considered to be Muktzeh and you're not allowed to have it. So now the question is like this. If you have a tarnagol that lays an egg, and this tarnagol itself was Muchan La'achila before the Yom Tov, or before the Shabbos, so then L'chora, the egg that's in the tarnagol, was also Muchan Agav the tarnagol. So in that case, there should be no problem of mukta on the baits of the tarnagolet, and you would be able to shech the tarnagol, you'd be able to eat the baitsa on Yontav, and there would be no problem. Obviously, there's no problem of anything that has to do with Eichel Nefesh, there wouldn't be a problem. The question is, if the baitsa was hatched on a Yontav, where the din is that it needed hachana and it was muchan agav the aim. What if Erev Yontav was a Shabbos? Now there you have a problem, because the final stages of that egg getting ready to be laid on Yontav was on Shabbos. And we learn out from that pasuk that it has to be ve'echinu, which means that on a Yom Chol it's ve'echinu, but ein Yom Tov mechin l'Shabbat, and ein Shabbat mechin l'Yom Tov. And therefore, if the egg was finished before, so then if it was nigmar on Shabbos, it's not considered to be mucha. Fine. So in that case, everybody agrees that in that you would not be able to utilize that egg. The question is, what about a normal Yom Tov? A normal Yom Tov isn't after Shabbos. So there's a machlokas, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, whether we're gozer every Yontav and say, if the egg is laid on Yontav, you can't eat it. Why? Because maybe you won't realize that a Yontav that came after Shabbos, the egg would be considered to be eno min hamuchan. So there, Beit Shammai holds we're not gozer such a thing, and therefore teachel, it itself isn't mukta. And there's no reason for us to be geyser. Ubeit Hillel omrim lo teachel, because in the event that it would have been a Yontav achar Shabbos, it would have been aser, which Beit Shammai doesn't hold as enough grounds to aser. Another machlokes. Beit Shammai omrim seor bekizayit v'chametz bekotevet, that there are different shiurim in the Isser. Now remember that we have two different Isser. We have an Isser of Achila, and then we also have an Isser of Lo Yira'ev Lo Yimatzeh, right? Ba Yira'ev Ba Yimatzeh. So that is Shivas Yomim Seor Lo Yimatzeh Bevotechem, and that is Kikol Ochel Machmetzet V'Nichrita. So there the Gemara says that you see that the Lashon of Seor, it can also be called Chometz. And therefore, since Patach b'Seor, b'Siyem b'Chometz, it's to teach me that it's exactly the same shir, k'shir shalzeh, k'shir shalzeh, that's for sure. But that is in the posik of the Ba'yira'eh and Bal Yematze. Now we know that when it comes to the Achila, that pasuk was called Ochel Machmetzet. That's one day. How about Lo Yera Elecha Chametz? Lo Yera Elecha Seor? So over there also, it writes the same Lashon. Since it separates them out, Beit Shammai holds separating them out means they have different levels of shiurim. And therefore, it's reasonable to say that the normal shiur of the Kizayit on something that is so powerful that it can cause other things to become chametz, which is sa'ar, that would be the shiur, and it would be even just the Kizayit. But the next level up shiur, which is more than a kezayit, but less than a kibetza, is the shiur of a kotevet, which is the shiur of a date. And there, that would be a kula, and that you would only be chayiv if you ate a kotevet. Where Beit Hillel omrim, zeh v'zeh b'kezayit, there's no nafkamina between the din of biur chametz, same shiur, bayirah bayimotze, and between achila. It would be exactly the same shiur in both cases. But again, the machlokas was only in terms of the iser of biur. Not everybody's made it when it comes to achila. That for sure it's aser b'kizayit. Mish perek dalid in idiot mishnah beit. So we were talking about in our mishnah we just concluded what the din is about the beit sah. How about an animal? A behemah shenolda b'yom tov. So if an animal was born on Yom Tov, everybody is made that there's no problem. Even Beis Hillel, who aser a beitza shenolda because of the hachana from before, is made that an animal is considered to be muchan agav, the mother. If you shechted the mother of that animal, it would be roi for achila, without even needing its own shrita. So therefore, a behema shenolda b'yom tov, don't make the mistake of thinking that that's the same as a beitza shenolda b'yom tov. Now, of course, the problem is that you're not allowed to eat a behema unless it's ben shmeinas yomim. Otherwise, it's considered to possibly be a nefel. So this the Gemara asked over there and explained that we're talking about an animal shekolu lo chadashav. So we know exactly when the animal conceived. It's already over the 9 months for a behema gasa, or in the case of a behema daka, it's over the 5 month gestation for a behema gasa, not daka, and therefore that's not the issue. The only issue is whether it was mukham, and over here it's mukham. There's no last minute finishing up of the behema b'me'e ima. So therefore, everybody would be made that it's mutter. And the afroach shiatza min habeitza, if you had on yontav an egg that hatched, then for sure akol modim shu asur, even Beit Shammai is moda, because that, this hatchling was not mukhan l'achila before yontav, it was still inside of its egg. So there even Beit Shammai is moda, that there, because while it's in the egg, remember as a din of a sheretz, if it's about ready to be hatched. Okay, that is the yontav issue. Now there's about the achila, but how about the side issue? Side issue is about if you are sheichet, then you're going to have to do kisei adam. So if you have a bird or a chaya, so the din is that you must be mechaseh adam be'ofer. What if you don't have offer that's mukhan? Can you put yourself into a position in which you would go ahead and you would shecht? And then you would have to somehow or other get yourself the earth. Well, we'll see that you can actually use ash as well. And if you're going to go ahead and dig up on Yontef, so then that would be a malacha. So how could you do that? Not to mention the fact that it's also muktzah. So what do you do? So there is another one of these machlokas. Somebody shechs a chayev ov b'yontav, and he doesn't have dirt. Beit Shammai omrim, yachpor b'deker v'yachaseh. So l'mais, the Gemara comes out with saying, of course, this doesn't mean you're allowed to dig on yontav, which would be an iser gomor, for all kinds of things. It would be Harisha outside, it would be Binyan inside, and then it would be Usur to move it because it was considered to be part of the Karka, and it would be Muktzeh and Rabbanan Asur, and not to mention the fact that if it's clods and you're going to have to loosen it up, so then you're going to be over on essentially being Tochein, because it's the crushing the earth is the equivalent of the making flour, and so you'll be over so many different things. So how can you do that? So the Gemara explains that what it's talking about, Yachbor Bedeker, doesn't mean you can insert a shovel. It means that in the event that you have a pile of crumbled, loose dirt that is usually used for this type of purpose, and you have a deker that's inside of it, so that normally when you would shecht or a baby soils the floor, you would just take a little bit of that dirt, deker, with the deker, and you wouldn't have to grind and you wouldn't have to dig. The deker was already inserted before. That's what we're talking about over here. So according to Beit Shammai, there would be no problem of utilizing, if you had that deker and you had afar tichoach, as it's called, from before, so then you would be allowed to shecht lechatchila and to be semich on that, to be oiker the dirt. Whereas Beit Hillel Amrim, do not do the shechita if you don't have the offer that is muchan in a kli ready to be scattered over that blood. So Elim Kena Yalo Afar Muchan from Erev Yontiv. But in the event that the guy had gone ahead and shecht it, and then he realizes that he doesn't have what to do, because he can't be Mekayim the mitzvah, and he doesn't have offer muchan in a kli, Beis Hillel is Beidim to Beit Shammai, that if he went ahead and had shechted, and now it's bidiavad, that in the same way that Beit Shammai is made, obviously only that the deker was already there from before, and it was put into the ground, and that ground was offer tichor, that in that case, yachpor bedeker v'yichase. Furthermore, this is a separate nekuda, and furthermore, sheyachpor not only bedekav yechaseh, but furthermore, their moida, that efer kira is considered to be muchan completely, so that if you've got, remember in those days you put a little bit of wood into your a stovetop, and then you've got ashes that were now, it was used up, you've got the ashes there. That's always the person had in mind in those days, that you're going to be using the ash for your needs on Yontif. And again, they use this for covering the floor when necessary or for covering the blood. That would be considered to be, even lechatchila, a not muktzah, because it's taken for granted that is part of what the person has in mind. And their basil would be made even lechatchila. So kira, Efer, Gira Muchanu, it's a very misleading. It doesn't mean Sheyachvor Badeker in Efer Kira. That's a separate clause. So Bezil is made Sheyachvor Badeker to Beit Shammai. And furthermore, it's also all agreed that Efer Kira is Muchan. Okay, Rabosai, our first exciting cases of Beit Shammai Lekula and Beit Hillel Lechumra. Looking forward to continuing Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.